Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
I don't know what just happened. All right, good evening, everyone. I think the music went out. I'm not sure what just happened. I'm praying that everything is okay. Thank you all again for coming tonight. To the Points of Light, brought to you by God in the Mist Radio. I am your co-host, Pastor Paul McCoy of the Point Christian Fellowship, East St. Louis Division, and the Church of God in Christ of Faith Tabernacle. We thank and praise God for everybody that's on the line. We thank and praise God for His grace and His mercy that He's shown everyone that is on the line, those that are coming in, those that are listening right now, and those that will be listening in the future. All right, I'm going to try to make a couple of adjustments real quick, just hoping that the feedback is going away. Pastor Herbert, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, amen. All right, good. Feedback is gone. All right, sir. Without any further ado, the deacon might call in. Does he have a 214 number by any chance?
Yes, he does. He should be there.
Okay, then that is Deacon Mike. Okay, I'm gonna unmute. Deacon Mike, I am unmuting you now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
As usual, every week, coming up and supporting, and also there. Pastor, I don't know if a minister called on the line. Will he be able to call into your line?
No, I don't have neither minister caller nor. No, I'm thinking you have Deacon Mike open. You
Deacon
need to
Mike
mute him.
Huh?
Yeah, you need to mute Deacon Mike.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I will mute him. Okay, so he must be coming through your. Okay. All right. Then.
No, I'm still getting feedback.
Okay. What about now?
Okay. Yeah, that's better.
Okay, so Deacon coming through your line?
I'm sorry?
Is Deacon Mike filtering through your line now?
No, you can try unmuting him and see if the adjustment that you made, see if it works.
All right.
Try unmuting him and getting him to speak.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. We got you now.
Okay. 219 number.
We're doing good.
Okay. All right. All right, Pastor Herbert. I will leave it. We can move forward. If you want to have Deacon Mike do the start up with the scripture, we can. This call is not on the line. We'll do the prayer, and we'll do a song.
Yeah, it's muted. You can hear it.
All right. Now, if you want, Pastor Herbert, we can go through your home number. If you're still having the feedback loop.
Okay, go ahead on hang that. Hang that up.
Right,
okay, yeah, I'm here. Okay, so I only have one line running now.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
Okay, so Did we have Elder online with us this evening to do a song or?
No. We'll go through the process. I'll do a couple of verses and then Deacon Mike can read the scripture and I can do the prayer if Minister Call is not here, and then we'll go in. We'll just move forward with that.
Okay, that's fine. We're still getting some feedback.
Okay. I'm not sure why. What about now? Are you getting feedback now?
No, I'm. Yes, there is still feedback.
Okay, because I changed over. I turned off my speakers. I got my headphones on. I was just wondering if that was on my end. It may not be.
Well, that sounds a little bit better now.
All right. Then it could be. It could have been the speakers.
Okay. Well, I heard it that time when you spoke.
Okay. Well, it's not.
Do you have a TV or anything on in the background?
No, I don't. I just got my monitors on, and I got my my speakers are muted. It just may be the environment now.
Okay.
Yeah, we may have to just endure it. Let's try to move forward,
okay,
because it just may be the overall environment. It's not as bad as it normally is. We're just a continual endless loop, so it's actually going away. So we'll just endure it for now.
All right, wonderful. So you're going to go ahead on and start us with a song, and then we'll have Deacon Mike to give us scripture and prayer?
Yes, we can do that. Amen, amen.
Amen.
All right, we're going to start off with our old-time favorite, and then we'll move on to the next phase, and then we'll get started with our work. Start with the work.
His name. Yes, bless his holy name.
For he hunger in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. You're coming in just fine.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, we got you. We got you.
All right. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it up on the seas and established it up on the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Father, just giving you all praise and honor, Father, just to get us to this point, Father. Lord, we ask for your guidance, your wisdom, and support as we begin this radio program. Lord, fill us with your grace as we send out over the airways, Father. We seek blessing on the task before us. Lord, you are the source of all our blessings. Fill this prayer line with your presence in your Son Jesus' name.
In
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory to God. We're grateful once again for God in the midst, giving us this opportunity. And I'm going to ask you, Deacon Michael, if you have a way of muting yourself, let's try getting you muted on that end. If you're not talking.
Okay, I'm gonna do it right now.
All right. And I think that may help us a little bit, because you're on your cell phone, aren't you? I can't hear you. That's all right.
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. But I think that gets some of the feedback out now. I think we're very clear. Does that clear it up for you some, that Pastor Paul?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a little bit better.
Okay. All right. I wanted to once again thank God in the midst, Get 'Em Radio, for getting us, being able to get us started in this ministry online with the Point Christian Fellowship. This has been phenomenal. I wanted to do so much more and have so much more done, but I know that it's going to just take time. And we'll have the little flaws, but it's a thing of trying to work the little flaws out as we go. And I thank God that we're able to continue on even through it. We thank Apostle Kizzy. She is the one that had a vision many years ago to start this radio ministry. And I have heard other programs and wanted to hear another one. I missed yesterday. I wanted to hear the program last night, but I found out that my grandson had a championship basketball game he was playing in. So we ended up going to that at about 8 o'clock yesterday evening. But we praise God for the one program I did listen to this week and that was the one with lunchtime, the lunchtime program on Monday. And I'm trying to think of the lady's name, but I mean, she said that she has a few nuggets, but I tell you, it was wonderful to be able to hear the nuggets that was being dropped there, real life Bible teaching. And I know that that has been the goal with Apostle Kizzy, is to get a lot of people from different areas online and in many different ways. And we are one of the ways with the Point Christian Fellowship. And we thank you once again and hope that we have the opportunity to continue to grow as a ministry. This evening, we are at a time when we are about to culminate this month. This is the end of the last Friday in February. It has been phenomenal. As we said, to be on, things did not go the way that we planned, but thank God that His will is always done. So I believe that we've been in His will and He's done what He has wanted to do. And I'm always glad about that. On next week, on the 1st of March, we're going to attempt to go through our Google Meet as the main number to call into. And we welcome, we would like for those that are with the Get 'Em Radio to possibly call into that number to listen and be able to let people know. We can still do both and do a parallel if we want to do that for a couple of weeks in March. But I wanted to be able to have more people call in. We will publish the number and the phone number and PIN number. We found that with this phone number and PIN number, people from Metro PCS will be able to dial in for free, and those other kind of phone companies. So we're looking forward to what God is getting ready to do with the Point Christian Fellowship, and we'll answer questions about that in just a little bit. But I wanted to get to this. I wanted to just get to this point tonight. Something that I think that we really needed to talk about when we're talking about love. I wanted to talk about one of the primary, I say the primary ingredient with love. And if you look at with us in the book of Galatians in the fourth chapter, we see there in that fourth verse where it reads, when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full right of sons. And I want to propose to us tonight, and something we want to be able to discuss in our latter minutes tonight, that dignity, respect, and honor cannot be communicated. And that's really what love is all about. A lot of times is that dignity, that respect and honor that you have for someone. But it can't be communicated without that ingredient of time. See, you cannot experience real love in a hurry. As a matter of fact, you cannot experience real life in a hurry. It takes time. And we've even mentioned some of that this evening, talking about time. It really is the primary ingredient for love. And changing time, we use God's unchanging word to direct our relationships. We who know Christ are commanded, and His word, it tells us Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and perfect will. It takes time. We have to have that ingredient of time. There is a frenetic pace that is in this world, and it actually kills people, this pace. This thing about time, when somebody don't think that they have time, you even will have some people that will commit suicide because the time has not happened that they want to happen. They don't feel that they have time to fix something, or time to get something right. Chronic stress fatigue sets in on the body because of time. You know, our lives, that is the life of the Christian, are to give off a different sense than the lives of those that are around us. See, when we have the right time, when we have love, you know, where people of the world lack peace, we can breathe it. We breathe peace. Where they are frenzied, we can be calm. Because we know that everything is going to be all right. And see, Daniel, if you look over in the book of Daniel, and then even in that first chapter, you know, you'll see that Daniel, he kindly refused to fit to the pattern of his society because he was committed to live God's pattern, no matter what the cost. He committed himself. So we don't need to live by the patterns of this world. And changing times, we need to use God's unchanging pattern, especially in our relationships. And on this foundation of love, we utilize anything that helps us live that structure which God would have us to live, and we discard anything that does not. I know I'm talking about a very I'm talking from a deep place, but you know, the deep always calls the deep. You know, and I've said something about peace. See, when we fit our lives to God's pattern by meditating on Scripture, you know, we are able to have this peace. And when we can have prayers of reflection. But on tonight, in our time, as we take the time, I'd like for us to talk about maybe three to five people that are most important in your life. Three to five people. And then I'd like to hear tonight, who are the people that you most often interact with in a day or even in a given week? Because, you know, when we started out this thing, when we started out and we were talking about love, we talked about, and the question was asked, who do you have in your mind that you would like to see come to Christ? Who is it that you have in your mind that would benefit from the love of God? And everybody called out a name, but have you taken the time? Have you put some time in for that love to happen? Yes, we need to be prayerful. And each day we need to read God's word. That's putting in some time. Each day we need to meditate on his word. You know, but we need to remember that love is patient. It's patient. You know, and love will lead us to see how to handle the shortcomings of someone else. Love is patient. But the question then comes is, do I continue to express love when it requires more time than I expected to? Well, then, over there in 1 Corinthians, it tells us that love is kind. And here are we thinking or acting unkindly toward others, our neighbors, or even our loved ones? You know, love is not possessive. That's what it tells us there in 1 Corinthians. Can I think of situations where I have been manipulative? Do I use people? Or am I taking the time to love? Love is not boastful or proud. You know, when did I last consider and value the ideas and needs of others instead of thinking of myself? Love is courteous. Am I considerate in what I do and how I do it? Am I thoughtful? Do I force my way onto others without considering their circumstances? Yes, love is not selfish. And am I typically insisting on my needs and my rights being given? When did I last spend some time thinking of other people's needs, rights, and feelings? You know, over there in 1 Corinthians, it tells that love is not irritable or bitter. Am I forgiving? Is there anyone I am keeping a record of wrongs on instead of just loving them, taking the time to just love them who they are? For who they are and wherever they are. Love delights in truth and righteousness. When did I last delight in God's word and his desires to work in the other lives that are around me? If I give all that I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the fire, but have not love, I gain nothing. Do I become driven by my goals, so driven that I push thee out of my life? Do I believe that God, that what God has said about love, or do I believe in society's illusion of efficient love? Or am I taking the time to really love? And that's what I want us to talk about this evening is that time, the main ingredient. Who are you spending your time with during the week? Who are the most important people in your life? And I'm going to give it over back over to Pastor Paul there and just thank God for what he's doing once again. And we do need to give the invitation for anyone that doesn't know Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are, as always, we thank and praise God for the word that has been spoken. Challenge tonight for us all is to look at it from a standpoint where do you stand with love? Where does love stand in your life? Is it something that is words on a screen or even words spoken with no deed, no truth behind it? Tonight is the opportunity for every last man, a woman, a child that is listening to this broadcast to truly, truly have the opportunity to come to love in its eternal form. As Pastor Herbert said, come to Christ. Same thing as saying come to love. To accept Christ in your life as your Lord and Savior will then manifest love in its purest form. You will know love like you've never known love before. And then be able to share that love with others. Not just in what you say, also in what you do. Romans 10 and 9 is very clear. It says, if you confess by mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in our heart that he died and rose again for your sake, you shall be saved. Confess and believe in Christ. Confess and believe in love. So that you can not only know love, but become a example of it in your actions and what you do for others and to others. Find yourself a church home that ministers love, the word and action. The Point Christian Fellowship is everywhere, but if for some reason you can't find it, find a church home in your local area that ministers the word, that shares love with one another. This is your grand opportunity to really delve into what we're talking about right now. Love is a wonderful thing. And God is love.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank you all again for coming on. And what we're going to do is, for those that would want to speak, you can press your number one key, and we will acknowledge you. Right now, what we'll do is we will open up the line to our pastor mom.
Good evening, everybody. I enjoyed this about love today. This love, and he really explained it very well tonight. I really enjoyed it. And I thank the Lord for love. Because he first loved us, he loves him now. Thank the Lord for that. Here's the pastor.
Hi. Hello, Pastor Paul, Pastor Herbert.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. And all you wonderful people of God. Did I hear George is on, Jimmy George? Did I hear that or no?
No, I don't think you did.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's just something that's prophetic.
Prophetic?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's prophetic.
Okay. Well, anyway, God bless you all. And thank you for those kind words in the beginning, Pastor Herbert. That was wonderful. And you know, we'll get together and see how that Google works. This sounds good. So, anyway.
Amen.
Listen to the word today. I'll just tell you a word that stood out to me was committing, or like a commitment. You know, because when we love like the Lord loves, it's a commitment. And years ago, I was at a graduation, and the speaker said, when it comes to, they were talking about what commitment looks like, and they say when it comes to ham and eggs, the hen is involved, but the hog is committed.
Amen.
And so when it comes to love, we just can't like lay an egg and go on with our business, go on with our life. But when we do a full out, all out commitment, we got to die to, you know, what's in us. It's no longer us who lives, but Christ who lives in us to really allow his love to come through in every way. And we can't have anything on reserve or anything left. because amen. Then that doesn't look like him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, amen. Amen. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the love checklist.
Amen.
So we can check it out and see if we work, you know, if we got any of that going on.
Amen.
Amen. But in him we can have all of it.
Yes.
I preached that on Sunday.
My.
Going through 1 Corinthians 13, and I'm doing part 2 on this Sunday coming up. But that first part, as I went through that, that thing will humble you, man. When you take your time.
Amen.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Don't keep any accounts of what the other people did wrong and all of that. And even as I was preaching this, like, y'all, I'm just saying, I have not arrived, you know. But I know who has it, and you can't fake it. You cannot fake it, because after a while, the Lord will allow something to happen that's where, you know, we thought we were patient, and then something will come and get on your last nerve.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of other things going on at the same time. It's okay to be patient, or it's easy to be patient, but not a lot of things are going on. And I likened it to when I and I'm talking a whole lot, but anyway.
Amen. Hey, take your time.
I likened it to when I was a computer programmer, how we would test the program, and we test it by putting a little bit of data in through the program to see if it come to an expected end, and that would work a lot of times. But then when we did the test from the other end, where we put millions of bits of data in it to see if it would still come to the same expected end.
Yeah,
and that's when the bugs
yeah.
came out. That's when we knew if the program wasn't working right, when a whole
Amen.
Bunch of stuff was loaded on it, that's when we found out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like our love test.
Yes.
Amen. I'm done.
Amen.
So,
amen. It takes that to perfect love.
Yeah. Yes.
You gotta load test it, don't you?
Yes. That's the word. Load test it. Put a load on it. See if it'll make it.
Mm-hmm. See what it looked like then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you didn't listen to the broadcast yesterday, huh?
No, I didn't. I didn't. We went to a my grandson. I'm going to say Barrington. What's that boy name?
Xavier?
Clark. No,
huh?
Clark.
Oh, Clark is playing.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Clark is a superstar. Well, they lost, but. That boy, he a superstar. He played the whole game.
Wow.
Yeah. He be scoring. He be defending. I mean, that boy, he's a superstar. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Now, the reason why I heard you when you said you didn't listen earlier, but you said something that I said on the broadcast yesterday.
Amen.
And you said I was doing what I call a pearls to ponder, and I started off by saying that there was a guy in a class that I had, and he was from another country, Latin American country, and he was like really kind of cool and everything. And everybody else would come in, they say, "Hi, how you doing?" And he'd walk in the room and say, "What it look like?" And you said that word. You said what it looked like. You just said
all
it
right.
Like, but anyway,
yeah.
Amen. Okay,
praise
I'm gonna stop
God.
Talking now. Bless y'all. Praise the Lord.
Amen. God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. We thank and praise God for you, Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Mom, as always. Thank you for your input and and encouragement and also testimony. Definitely encouraging, as we said before, and important. Important as far as the confirmation of where we are and how this word affects us. Okay, we have one that's pressed the one key. This is Pastor Catherine. You there? If you're talking, you may be on mute.
Yeah. I said, praise the Lord. How's everybody doing?
Good. Amen.
Well, I want to say my names, too, to Pastor McCoy, Pastor Paul, Pastor Mom, Apostle Kizzy, and God bless Mr. Treva, wherever she is tonight, traveling, or wherever her layover she says she's going to have. May God bless her, because I know we'll miss her tonight. I got away from the phone. I got some company here at the house, and I came back, and you were gone. I heard you start mm-hmm. off, and then you were gone, but I know it was on love, so, but I talked about some things today that I spoke about the John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world. I remember last year, the year before last, it might have been last year. I dreaded those panhandlers that comes up to you. They have a sign up sometimes. They said they need, they'll work for food. Sometimes they just come up to your car and want to ask you for, you got a quarter, you got a dollar. And I used to dread them coming to me. And I would always say, get away from me. But I tell you, God gave me just a love for those people last year, I tell you.
Amen.
He just gave me just a love. I began to say, you know, that's somebody's son. That's somebody's daughter. And
yeah,
God said, he so loved the whole world. He loved the whole world. And that's what he wants all of us to do. It's to
mm-hmm.
love. Yeah, it's to love. But I think I've enjoyed this month on the subject of love. I've enjoyed you all. Thank you all so
Amen.
Much. And I know you all will, you said we'll be able to hear you next. You said we can call into this number still, or you all have another number?
Yeah, I'm actually going to send out, I'll be sending out the number and a PIN number. But what I also want to do is send out so that people can get on video.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because, see, most of y'all got phones that would allow you to see who's on the other side of the phone.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You may not know it, but I'll be sending out some directions to be able to do that. Where you'll actually be able to see us, and we'll be able to see you. And
wow.
And I really want to be able to do that. I was hoping to have it done by now, but that's why I say we might have to still parallel a little bit until we get everything worked out. But I'm looking forward to having people online, and we can really see one another.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
I know some of y'all put curlers in your hair by 8:00. You know?
Right, that's right.
Yeah, you.
Well.
So somebody might not want everybody to see, you know, but for those times, that's fine. We understand, but we want to be able to for a little while.
Well, that
able
means we can
just
comb our hair. That'll be a time we comb our hair or put on our wigs.
Amen.
Well, I think this is great, and I my prayer is that Apostle Barbara is putting another chapter in her book, because
Amen.
This is a branch out from Get 'em Radio. Some
yes,
things
it is.
That God is doing in the midst. Praise
yes.
God. I didn't even know I was saying
yes.
it. And that's the name of her show. Some things that
God
is
in the midst.
God is doing in the midst. And this is
yes.
another chapter that she can put in her book where she
yes,
says,
is.
This is what happened in God
yes.
in the midst.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yeah, I said, I give God the glory, but I know he used somebody with skin on him on
right.
him to get it done. And
right.
the one with skin on him is the person of Apostle Bobby Ann Kiss.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you all so much for your faithfulness. I know you all will do well.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Thank you. And I'm glad God. I'm glad you got some company. That sounds good.
okay.
Amen.
Amen. You don't know, no one know what God is doing here nowadays.
All right. Well, whatever it is, I know it's good.
Amen. It's all good. God bless you all. Have a blessed night.
Amen.
Well, all right, all right. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine, for your words of encouragement for this ministry and for God in the midst and everything that we're moving forward towards. So it is still a wonderful thing, and it will always be that way as long as God is. Amen. Anyone else have any comments? You can press for one key. Amen. Before we move on to our prayer request, Pastor Herbert, did you have anything else you wanted to say or mention?
Amen. Just want to voice gratitude once again for everybody that's been on, everybody that has been committed to this process that God is doing. It takes time, and I thank God that He's given us the time. He took the time to come here and do what He did for us, and I'm so glad that He took the time, and it is nothing short of miraculous when we take the time to love.
Amen.
Love, my friends, my sisters, and my brothers. And I said to my mother, too, to everybody, that love takes time. And I'm glad that all y'all have taken the time to be here and to show love and to help prepare the point that we might be able to be a point of love in people's lives, even on Friday night. So I just want to express that gratitude and hope that God will continue to grow us as we go. I know that Deacon Michael's on the phone. He might have something to say. I didn't want him totally shut out or nothing like that. Of course, he's a man of a few words. I wanted to make sure that he was mentioned and that it be known that he is online with us, and appreciate him being there.
Yes. You guys can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah,
can
we
hear?
Got you.
Oh.
Yeah, we hear you.
Well, yeah. Me and my wife just up here listening to you, the word that you gave, and it's kind of giving us an idea for our Black history. It's going to be on love. Me and her are going to do something we haven't figured out what, but we will
Amen.
Have it ready. Yes. Yes,
Amen.
We're going
to. We look forward to hearing it.
Yes, and so yeah, I that word. Yeah, when you said, love is patient, you know, and that's something that I have learned over the years, you know, to be very patient. So I know the Spirit of the Lord is in me now, because I'm very patient now. I always have been patient, but, you know, I know I'm aware the reason why now. So I just thank the Lord to where he's got me to this point in my life. And I just celebrate his grace and his mercy. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, D.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Deacon Mike, for your words as well. Love it seems to be something that is easy. When I found out myself that it is really the easiest thing about love is saying it.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
That's the easiest thing I've learned. Love is easy to say.
Yeah, you're saying something now.
Yeah, love is easy to say.
Pastor Paul, I like your singing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Joanne. I appreciate that. Who is that?
Yeah, I like the old school stuff. That right there, that just touches me so much. It just makes me think of my grandmother. And,
That's Mother Rose. You don't recognize the voice. That's Mother Rose.
That's my wife.
All right, Mother Rose. Thank you so much for I appreciate that you appreciate it. The new stuff is one. The new stuff is good in this point, and it has its purpose. But you know, you can't beat the classics. You can't beat the old songs. As my dad always would say, you can't beat the songs of Zion. I've taken time many years to learn as many songs of Zion that I can. You know, be able to share those. I mean, it's good, like I said, the new stuff that you hear on the radio, nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. You're still, those songs that were sung to heal, those songs that were sung to cast out demons, those songs that were sung to change lives, those are the songs of Zion. Those are the songs that truly have that song that were truly based and connected with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We're not gonna let those go. We're never gonna let those go. We don't keep on to those forever. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Wonderful to hear your voice. Appreciate you listening in with us. We just thank and praise God, as we were saying, for love and its importance. Yeah, as I was mentioning, it's much more than it has to become more than just words, more than just saying it, more than just typing it. It has to have substance. Must have substance. Things that, as I just give my little two cents and then I'll be quiet, just things that we sometimes get away from or we forget is that everything that Christ taught us was based upon the action of love, based upon not just talking about it. You know, his final command to the disciples was simply to love one another. The greatest commandment that God has given us all is to connect with him in love and not just do it that way, not just connect with him in love, but also to love one another. The source is God. That's where it is. And then that must be shared. But that's all, as I said, everything I'm talking is easy for me to talk about. But when it's kind of quiet, the basis of application is where it all or the rubber, as they say, the rubber meets the road. Something that Pastor Herbert said, are we still writing down all the faults of others? Are we dwelling upon them? That's easy to do. And many times we use that as the excuse not to love each other. But everybody falls short. Everyone messes up. Everyone trips up. Everyone does something that is foolish. And sometimes even heartbreaking. Yet can we continue to love them? Can we still pray for them? Will we be there for them when problems arise? Or will we tell ourselves they're not worth it because of ABC? And if you really think about it, as Pastor was talking, I thought about it. Lord, if you did that for a moment, if you took what we did and said, you know what? I think I'm just stop loving you all for just a moment. That moment would end us all. That would be the end of us all. That moment that God said, I'm going to pause loving you. Just for a moment. That would be our end. For it is love. It is love that brings forth our lives. It is love that connects everything in this universe. It is love that brought forth creation. It is love that continues to evolve us each and every day. It is love. So we need to check ourselves. Most of them, check where we are in our love. All right. If there is anything else, are there any other prayer requests? Does anyone have a prayer request? Those that may have not spoken, if you have a prayer request, question one key. I would like to ask that you pray for a dear friend of mine. Her name is Sharon James. She found out recently that she has they found cancer cells in her uterus, and she's been really going through it. The what ifs, and it's gotten her a bit discouraged. And I know she's going in for surgery soon, and just want to pray for her just so that she will be strengthened, and just to continue as a continued reminder that God has her. Because sometimes at these points, when we say the word cancer, everybody flips out and thinks that it's the end. It's not. We want to make sure that we keep ourselves from allowing the enemy to place us in defeat before the war is even, or the battle is even began. So just ask to pray for us, Sister Sharon James and her family.
Amen.
Anyone else have any prayer requests?
Amen.
All right.
Yes, I'd like to add the Foremans to the prayer list. Minister Carla Foreman's father passed surgery today, and I want us to just pray to keep them uplifted.
Amen.
I'd like to say, give a praise report. He did come out of surgery just fine. There were no complications.
Yes, he did.
From the last time I spoke with them. So just keep them uplifted in prayer. It's going to be a long recovery. A lot going on with the family. Carla's mother is also in a rehab center, and so just keep them lifted up in prayer. There's also been a recent death. Her father's brother committed suicide, and there's a lot going on, and just please keep them both lifted up in prayer, and pray for travel and grace when they do make their way back to Texas.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I see one that says, number one, Kim, and I'll let you in. But I also wanted to ask that you also pray for another friend of mine and my wife. Her name is Caitlin McIntosh. Right now she's suffering from a massive amount of depression. The enemy is really working on her mind and trying to take her out. And she's doing everything that she can that medically known, seeing certain people, doing whatever she can, and it's really causing great trouble within her. And so I just ask that you just pray for her, that she will find that peace that she needs.
Yes.
Amen. All right. 2179 number.
I can't remember.
I unmuted you.
Oh, good evening. This is Sister Debbie. I was just calling in to pray for my cousin Elsie and her family, because her sister Florence went to be with the Lord Wednesday night, and pray for her husband Cedric and the children. And as we go, you know, to Chicago, you know, just pray for traveling mercies.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right.
Yes.
Is there anyone else? Amen. If not, Pastor Herb, if you wanted to lead us all in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you now, Father. First of all, Father, we come before you with thanksgiving, Father, that you've given us another day to awake and arise on this morning, even in our right minds, Father. In our right minds is a mind that is stayed on you, that even would know who you are, Father. And we just come before you now with that thanksgiving, Father. And Father, you've heard all of the requests this evening, Father, as Sister Sharon James is getting ready to go through that cancer, Father. And we know that you've made cancer to be shame, Father. It needs to go away, Father, and there's no shame in having it, but there are some that are just feel shame about it, Father. They feel shame about the things that their bodies are going through. Father, we know that these bodies go through this, Father. They go through, they have to go through this time on this earth. But, oh, Father, there's a time that we won't have any more pain or suffering. But we ask that Sister Sharon go through this time, Father, especially for the place that it's in, Father. There's going to be change. There's going to be change to her body, Lord. There's going to be change to her hormones, Lord. There's going to be changes in even the way that she thinks about it, Lord. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you give her the comfort that she needs. Raise up somebody, Lord, around her. Raise up a friend that she can have that she'll be able to talk with about the changes as they come, because we know you're going to heal her, Lord. And as you heal her, Father, she has to go through the changes, Father. Yeah, but you are an unchanging God. You're a God of mercy, a God, Father, that we know that does all things in time. So we come before you asking your grace and mercy on her. Raise up somebody, Lord. And then, Father, we know that Caitlin is going through this depression, Father. Father, she's not the only one going through depression. There's many, Father, with depression and anxiety in their lives, Father. Some of us, and I say us because I have those problems too, and we sometimes get medicated for it, Lord. And then you give us moments of peace. You give us times of joy, Father, and it's because of your grace, your love, and your mercy, Father. But we ask right now, Father, for a special portion for Caitlin, Father. Oh, she needs you now, Lord. And whatever she needs, we know you can raise up a doctor that can help her, Father, but only you can heal her. So we ask for healing, Father. We ask for joy, some peace in her life, Father, that she might be able to look to you and know that better times are coming, Father. And then, Father, we come before you too, Father, for Elsie, who lost her sister, Father, and Debbie and the family are going to go up to Chicago, Father. They need traveling grace, Lord, while they're on the road, Father. And we know that you have that grace for them, Father, to be able to get up the highway, Father. Just right now, protect them on all sides, Father, from front, rear, left, and right, Father. And, oh, Father, we know that as the Foremans travel up to Michigan, Father, they made it all the way in that pocket of prayer. And so we give that pocket of prayer for traveling grace for them to return back home, Father. Even as they're there now, Father, and prayers have been answered, that Carla's father has been operated on, and surgery has taken place, and that quadruple bypass has been successful. Oh, Father, his mind will be able to clear up now. His blood will be able to course through his body very well now, Father. Oxygen will get to the place that oxygen needs. Thank you, Lord, for this healing that you're bringing about in him, Father. And then, oh, Father, there's always trouble in families, Father. You said in your word, man has but a few days, and they're all full of trouble. But, Father, give grace to that family up there in Michigan, Father, and as others come from other places, Father. Just go it on and help them get through that time right now, Father, because in some, because of anxiousness, some because of anxiety, some because some are depressed, some that don't think that they're getting a good pass in life. But some just need love, Father. So just have somebody right now in the name of Jesus to show them love, Father, that they might be able to know the love that you have, Father, and be able to love back to others, Father. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, Father. And Father, we know that Carla's uncle committed suicide, Father, and that family, They got a lot, Father, to go through. But be with them, Lord. Help them, Father. And then, Father, we know too that the Williams family isn't far from having the patriarch to pass away, Father. It's only been a little bit more than a month, Father, almost 2 months maybe, but Father, they got to go through. There's no time limit, Father, on grief. So there are many that are grieving now, Father. But, oh, Father, they don't grieve as those without hope, Father. And we thank you for the hope that we can have in you in all things, Lord. Father, we just ask now that as we complete this night, Father, there are others that have some grieving in their hearts. We ask that you just give comfort, Father, to those that are grieving. We ask that you give peace to the minds that are anxious. Father, we ask that you be able to give love, that somebody would take the time to love, Father, those that need love in their life, Father. And we all need it. We pray that we be cognizant of the time that you have for us, that it is eternal, that you always love us. But we need to take the time to receive it and pass it on to others. And we thank you now, Lord, for everyone that is on this line tonight. And, Father, we thank you for this ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor. We're praying for all that are in need, those that have spoken, but though even those that did not speak. We just thank and praise God for you all. You were saying also that you will be posting the information in regards to the Google Meet that will be starting up next month. You want to elaborate on that any further so that people know where to go?
Yes. Actually, we do. We are on Facebook at the Point CL. Online. You can look us up that way, but then I believe I can probably get with Get 'Em Radio. I know that they have a way of being able to broadcast, so I will make sure that they have the information, as well as yourself, that Pastor Paul, that things can go out the way that it can go out for the widest dissemination as we can get it. There are some others, just like she was mentioning tonight, our good cousin Jimmy is all the way over there in Korea. We need to get him well informed. And I've been talking with my nephew out in California, Donovan. I mean, there are a lot of people I think that we can have to join us. And as I said, I know Apostle was being a little prophetic tonight. She said, "Jimmy, is that you?" Well, it won't be long. It'll be here. So we thank God for what he's doing, because we know he's getting ready to do a little bit more. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So everybody be on the lookout on Facebook for the information for next week. It'll be a little bit, as everything that starts, it'll be a little bit a little bit different. That's about it. It's just be different. But the benefit is that those that may have not been able to get on because of carrier issues will be okay now. So if there isn't anything else, we can end tonight with a quick prayer, and then we'll go on our way. May God bless each and every one of you. May God keep you all. Amen. Let us pray. Precious Father, first off, we thank you for this time. We thank you for allowing us to see this time, this day that we've never seen. We thank you for yesterday, bringing us through to this day. We thank you for God in the midst. We thank you for perseverance of your servant, Apostle Kizzy, as she has moved forward these 6+ years in worship and fellowship, allowing so many to have their voice and to speak your word to so many of us. We thank and praise God for that. Thank and praise you, Lord God, for just all that you will continue to do, those things that we see, those things that we do not see. We thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. And in our adoration of you, Lord God, we will share that. We will follow instruction and share your love that you have provided us all with others, and to be more loving, not just in word, but in deed and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. And may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost, let it rest, let it rule, and let it abide henceforth now and forevermore. Let every heart say amen and thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. God bless you all. God keep you. We will see you all. We'll see you all on to meet.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Good night. Good night, everybody.
You have been removed from the call.
Goodbye.